same as every other time, just less painful. Although this time, when I started out, I wasn't really me. That was different. I was just a disembodied voice, just a viewpoint, giving a guide sort of speech to a faceless visitor. Also disembodied? Kroger asked. This variation had him interested. No, there was somebody there. A complete person, but he had no face. Goblin and Kroger exchanged troubled looks. At that time, Otto and Hagop were still away. What sex? Kroger asked. Wasn't clear. It wasn't the faceless man, though. I don't think it was anybody from our past. Might just have been something out of my own head. I might have separated me into pieces so I wouldn't have to deal with so much pain and such big blasts. Goblin shook his head, not buying that.
It ain't you, Morgan. Something is doing this. Besides who, we want to know why and why you. Did you catch any clues? How did it go? Try for specifics. It's teeny details that will give us our handle.
I was detached completely when it started. I went down into it gradually. Then I was the Morgan back then, living it all over again, trying to get it all down in the annals, unaware of the future at all. You remember going swimming when you were a kid, when somebody would come up out of the water behind you to dunk you? He would jump in the air and put his hand on top of your head, then let his weight push you under? If you were in deep water, instead of just going straight down, you would sort of curve through the water and lay out flat. This whole thing went like that. Only once I was out flat, I couldn't float to the top. I forgot that I've done it all before. Almost always the same way. Who knows how many times? Maybe if I could remember the future back then, I could change the way things went, or maybe at least I could make extra copies of my book so they don't get...
What?
Kroger was alert now. Mention the annals and you have his undivided attention. What was that? Did he realize that I was remembering the future? In this time, my volumes of the annals are still safe. The fear and the pain swarmed in on me then. The despair followed. Because despite all those plunges back there and despite the visits here, I cannot stop anything from happening. No amount of willpower can divert the river from the horrors. For a moment, I could not talk because I had so much to say. Then obliquely, I managed. You came here about the Grove of Doom, right? I knew this night. I have been through this country often enough to know its terrain well. Here, the landscape varies slightly from visit to visit, but afterward, time becomes the same relentless river. If I squinted, I could almost see the ghosts of other versions playing out alternate dialogues. Kroger was surprised. The Grove? You want me to take the company out to the Grove of Doom, right?